S-Plan, Bacon Academy, Colchester, Connecticut, October 31st, 2001. 1. Shortly after 9/11, a boy who had been stealing pickup trucks from a local dealership and hiding them in the woods so he could sell them later, decided to fashion a fake bomb and place it on the loading dock outside the cafeteria on Halloween morning. We, of course, were all still emotionally threadbare and sent into a frazzle. The first order of the morning was to stop the buses before they got into the parking lot and not let the kids into the school. As each top-heavy yellow clunker pulled its plume of blue smoke into the drive, we stopped it and tried to explain what was going on without freaking out the vampires, witches, monsters, and ghosts. 12 buses, each filled with high school kids, all being something else for the day. We sent the buses to the elementary school, where all 800 ghouls would hang out in the tiny gym until the danger had passed. Take a moment here to imagine that. 2. I thought of my own youth, different time, same fear, the old days of duck and cover, air raid horn baying at the spring sky, and all of us either balled up under our desks or standing boy-girl against the cool, painted cinder block walls in the shadowy hallways of St. Mary's, the perfume of lilacs in the breeze that breathed there. Or before me in England, the shelters in underground tubes, railway arches, subways, and my Auntie Elsie staring in dread at the ceiling in the shelter in her cellar. And later, after the Russians did their bomb and Yuri Gagarin swirled around in our sky, General Foods and General Mills sold dried war rations, and the nuclear protection suit was a hot item. Wall Streeters even claimed that the bomb shelter business would gross billions in the coming years, if there were any. And every day the radio sizzled warnings that a shoddy homemade shelter would get you broiled to a crisp or squeezed like a grapefruit. As in American neighborhoods, people built wine cellars, or else contractors worked under cover of night. I cried into our couch for 14 days straight in 1962, and I didn't even really know why, beyond the fact that all the adults seemed quiet and scared, and I understood the word annihilation and saw over and over again the documentary where the house gets blown away sideways by a speeding cloud of nuclear winter. But the bomb never fell, even though everyone, including me, kept fear in their hearts and spent years practicing for the end. 3. And it's the same now. When the kids returned to school later that morning, we tried to resume a typical Halloween in a typical American high school. The kids dressed to kill, the sugar high higher, because they were back on familiar ground. But the party didn't last long. Soon, a voice filled with urgency squawked over the perpetual loudspeaker that we needed to immediately go into the S-Plan. Ignore all fire alarms and bells. Students in the hallway should run to the nearest classroom. Teachers, lock your classroom door. Do not let anyone in. If students ask to be let in, do not let them in. Direct them to the office. Do not let them in. Cover the windows with the black paper that you put aside for this occasion. Huddle all your students into the corner, away from the windows and doors. Do not use the school phone or your cell phone. Stay there until you receive instructions. And we did, for 2 hours. Me and the bum, the Ninja Turtle, the Queen of Hearts, fear in the eyes behind the masks, fear in the tears of the ballerina.